Jammers.
Wait, what's the show?
Jammers,
the Selfish Health Podcast.
Jammers.
Holy shit, I'm Wendy Starling.
Hello.
I'm Megan Rice.
And.
Hey.
Stephen Penta.
And real stoked to be here.
Should we try to actually bring in guests and help people?
Ooh. I mean, like, it's Selfish Health.
We made up a term. We can do whatever the fuck we want. Yeah, what time did you get up?
5:30. I don't know what's happened. I just had to double check that my mic was on and I was recording.
We are recording, but not doing that.
Oh, I thought you said I had to double check my pulse. Am I here?
Also that. But I have been up since 5:30, so I'm like, I can have a drink now, right? Like that's...
Yeah, you went to the gym.
It's late afternoon.
I went to the gym already.
Yeah, it's
5 p.m.
God.
or 10 a.m.
So I don't know what we're doing here. Could you give us a proper introduction?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's do a proper introduction. Follow
Why
up.
Why start now? Why I do know. That the first time now?
Well, I saw Thomas. And this is a quick follow up. I saw Thomas. He hasn't listened to the episode, I think, because I told him that we tore him a new asshole. But I do like his idea of giving a proper intro for people that listen to the show for the first time.
Yeah.
But that's where it ends.
Fuck everything else. Also that, too. That was our idea, Thomas.
Yeah, you know what? I dismantled the cold handle on my bathtub, so we're taking hot showers only. Wait, you want cold morning showers. I can't take this cunt. And I told him that we tore him a new asshole. And I go, but people really like the episode. And he was like, oh, man, you're making me. Now I kind of want to watch it. And I'm like, you can't watch it.
That was one thing he said. He was like, we talked about watching it, not listening to it. And we were like, well, that's the problem, sir, is you're just staring at your phone while the episode plays and don't understand what's going on.
Yeah. But so we do, but I think doing a proper intro is nice. So, and I know Thomas is secretly, so if you don't know what we're talking about, go back and listen to Life is Screaming. He's a real piece of shit. All right. But we are going to do a proper, but babe got a sweet dick on him. Huh? What are you going to do? Okay. Oh, Christ.
You know what? That does make it better for guys. If you just say that last, you're like, he's the worst. I hate him all, but he's got a pretty good dick. Guys are like, well, you know what? Forgive it.
I'll take it.
You're not wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
There's nothing better than someone fucking me who hates my personality. I'm like, that good?
considering that Christina has pretty much McLovin me to, like, the entire world.
Yeah.
Where she's just, like, she doesn't talk about the shit in our relationship or whatever. It's just, like, sweet sex compliments.
And that's why we got this podcast.
So people know the real Steven.
Take me down a couple things.
Yeah.
Ooh, Steven, did you see you got called out on Instagram, by the way? We'll introduce you eventually.
Yeah.
Somebody's...
Who called him out?
Who called me out on Instagram?
I gotta check. Somebody I'll personally give them a shout out by calling them on my phone. They're my new best friend. They said that they'll send a jam-a-lam when you finally fucking do one of the challenges.
Well, we are in luck because today I think I am about to fucking crush it.
I know. Oh, it's Jordan Hobbs. It's Jordan Hobbs. Ha. There we go. I pulled it up. Yeah, well, this is so that the voice you hear, who's already cracking jokes, popping off. Thank God we got
left
a professional
left and right.
Here.
Left and right.
He's a very funny comedian. He's got a podcast called Tinder Tales, and he's also a real nerdy gamer and has done LARP. We'll explain that.
Fucking nerd.
Who's about to crush it now?
I know.
You better get that jam-a-lam ready, you fuck.
And he's here to teach us how to play like board games. We talked about gaming in the last episode.
Yeah, we talked about gaming.
Gaming. But then the board game thing too, because this is a good thing. This is a fun thing to do at parties. And if you have sober friends, Steven, nerd.
Or you play drunk.
Drugs.
I was going to, I'm with you.
Games.
I think way more fun drunk.
Drunk
you
board gaming.
Categories
is a,
drunk.
I was actually thinking
what
meth and board games.
Well, I
yeah,
think
you know, meth, the most patient drug. Meth and board games. You just throw a Monopoly board by.
You just make your own Monopoly board. You're like, hold on, this game sucks. I make my own.
I can make it better.
Yeah, I'll build you a literal boardwalk.
Making meth endless thimble.
Yeah.
You take the Monopoly game and then you take it apart and rebuild it as a better board game. But you never actually finish rebuilding it. Right. You get distracted halfway through.
This game's about capitalism. We're making it about socialism. Socialist Monopoly.
Everyone just equally gets an amount of money and then the game's over.
You get an apartment. Yeah. You get a hotel.
We got a phenomenal guest today. Yeah. Or did we?
We're all on meth. We all won.
Put your hands together for David Piccolomini. David Piccolomini, everybody.
Hey. This is the sound of my voice.
Oh, God, I'm so excited for this
that
episode.
You've been hearing for already 5 minutes.
I didn't know where the intro started. I was like, I'm just joining. I hate this.
Yeah, neither do we.
No, this is, you can jump in whenever. We're friends. I've done your show.
Yeah, you've done my show.
You get it. We're cool. We had a drunk phone call last night to figure out what we were doing for today.
Yes.
I was like, I had 3 whiskeys. I had a good set. People were buying me drinks. And he goes, oh, I'm a few beers in. I was like, great, let's plan the show. So please forgive our professionalism. Those are pre-pro meetings.
Yeah, that's what I kept screaming while I was like 8 beers in. I'm a professional. Love me.
All right. When did you get into gaming and like why is this a helpful thing for people to learn to do?
Okay. So
when did you lose your virginity?
Yeah.
19 because of LARPing. So you want to get into
a LARPer?
I was a LARPer who fucked another LARPer. See? Yes.
Nerds on nerds. Hot nerd on nerd action.
Yeah. It's you just take out the social skills from everyone and everyone's on an even playing field.
I think
autistic people dressed up like Power Rangers.
I think this is a beautiful coming of age story. Though.
Once again, not a bad idea.
What is now explain now? Because I got to tell you, explain LARPing. Because I did some show. I don't know if you were there. I did some show where I had to like LARP was the clue and I did not know how to act it out or guess it because
that was
I'm a very fun bitch. It was some show at QED.
That
you
was,
were
you
on
were,
it.
Yeah. That was my joke.
Yeah, I know.
Guaranteed. Yeah.
And I was like, I don't understand. And I made up some acronym and then all these nerds were like, you fucking nerd. And I'm like, I was having sex.
Yeah. What is it?
Live action role playing.
Yes. LARP. Thank you, Steven. Yeah. Right. Steven's going to be in his element.
But I'm like on the edge. I'm on the edge.
I am going to pour a drink in a second.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to put whiskey in this coffee that Steven just gave me. Now, can I tell you? Now, this is how much can you keep your punk rock street cred when you're like, well, I know what LARPing is. I know the answer.
all pugs know what LARPing is. We're all one small hair away. It's like first you're into Star Wars and then pretty soon you're like D&D and then it just goes deep from there. And then you're like, where'd all the women go in my life?
They're there.
They're there. But there are now okay. So you lost your virginity LARPing. I mean, I'm assuming you.
Wait.
And you also host a dating show, which I'm assuming you have dated nerds.
I have dated plenty of nerds. Yeah. That's the thing about any kind of dating. You just, especially online dating, that's what my podcast is about. It's all about online dating. And you just put out kind of the stuff you like. And then believe it or not, there are people who also like that stuff.
And
nerds are also cool now. It's a new era.
Wrong. I mean,
not these not type
as
of nerds.
Far as, there are cool nerds, but nerds are not necessarily cool.
Fair.
I will, yeah.
Look at Steven. Just trying to be like, but nerds are cool,
like,
right?
Shit.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. No. I'm okay.
Nope.
But the thing is, I think being cool a lot of times is overrated and way less fun than just being a complete fucking dork.
Eh, I don't know. being cool too.
Yeah, Steven's like, obsessed with being cool. So I don't have a problem. I don't think, here's where there's a line in the sand. So Megan and I are cool. We've been told we don't think we're cool. We're obviously like gross people.
Steven thinks we're cool, which I'm like, I feel like that makes us less cool.
Yeah. No, we're not cool. We're functioning addicts.
I grew up cool. Going to ska concerts every night all through high school when I wasn't doing meth.
So really,
who's cool?
That's just LARPing for music dorks.
Yeah, exactly.
And to be fair, we're all doing a podcast, so none of us win.
Right.
Yeah.
It's socialist monopoly all over again.
So, actually, that is the twist on all the games I brought. All these games are games I have played on dates and have had sex after playing these.
Wait, so you had sex after playing all these games?
Yeah.
Even Patchwork?
Especially Patchwork.
Wow. I was so hoping you said especially. When Steven was like, even this? I was like, say especially that.
It's true. Patrick's a go-to. It's two players. Okay, let's start. We'll start with that because it is the one that is the least believable.
Okay, and then I want to hear your LARPing losing virginity story.
Well, no, this is what I want to know. Okay. So you lost your virginity. I'm very excited about this.
Okay.
Were you still LARPing? Like, was she an elfin queen and you were a troll?
You're so fucking close.
And then you guys fucked as troll elf people.
And only spoke elfin.
With your fake swords in the middle of a park. Tell me it's all true.
Okay. You are literally 1 degree off. It's amazing. Because I'm a goblin. I played a goblin. Which is like a troll. I watch your eyes go blank.
I know what a fucking goblin is.
What a fucking dork.
Jesus. I'm scared of things. I'm always convinced there's goblins going to eat my feet at night. I know what a goblin is.
Yeah, so I play a goblin, and she played a drow, which is a dark elf. So there was a lot of body paint involved. And it was in a tent, not in a field. But yeah.
In a tent? Where was this?
Out in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania.
But wait, was the tent in a field?
Yes, the tent was in a field.
How far had you traveled to LARP?
About 4 hours, but it was like a 300-person event.
Right. This is like a LARPing war.
Yeah, it's a big... the biggest one that I used to do was a week-long event that was 1,500 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
How
and
do
you... And all fucked.
A lot. Yeah. There's a lot of fucking at LARPing.
There is a lot.
It's the band geeks got older. That's
no one else will have you.
No.
No, it's these fucking nerds. And I say that with the most respect.
Yeah.
It's the only place where I've taken girls who have never LARPed on dates to LARP in a park. And then we've had sex afterwards.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Because they're like, Goblin King, take me.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah.
Do you find that you role play in bed because you role play in so much of life?
No.
He brings a date home and she's like, let me slip into something more comfortable. He walks out as David Bowie from The Labyrinth. She's like, what?
Pass me my crown.
Goblin Queen.
He just dresses up as one of the goblins, like a lowly goblin. Yeah. He could be the Goblin King, but he's like, no, I'm going to be the weird one with the big nose.
I did make it all the way to Goblin King in LARPing, which is not actually that hard. There aren't a lot of goblins. No one wants to play goblins.
It's actually anyone could do it. I'm
goblins saying. Are like the bass player of the LARPing community.
That's dwarves, but goblins are definitely the roadies.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Although at one point I did lead a unit, a group of like orcs and goblins that was around 120 people that I had at my command.
What does that mean? Does that mean like you just met up in a park or like you guys like
we would travel from all over the country and they would come join my group and we would fight together as like a giant band of orcs and goblins.
How do they pick you as their leader?
Look, if you're at the top 25% of the bottom 25% socially...
Okay.
That was the math.
You are their king.
They just like, whoever can hold eye contact for longer than 30 seconds will rule us all.
I took one non-AP class in high school, so I'm the coolest out of all of us.
Exactly.
You can pick up on the emotional social cues from this person's face. You are the leader.
You are king.
He recognizes sadness.
Who doesn't need to be blackout to talk to the rest of the group? Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
They're a lovely group of people. Yeah. I feel like I'm shitting on them.
No.
Just clarifying. Yeah, it was, I have a joke in my act, but I'm like, LARPing's like falling in love, but worth it. It's amazing.
Wow. That's commitment to LARPing.
Jesus Christ. So when
for 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
Why did you stop?
Comedy kind of took over and it's like, it was, and like moving to New York, it was like, I didn't want to start all over again.
And then
I see people LARPing like in Washington Square Park and stuff. Is that not, you can't get into like a little weekend LARP action?
It's weird. New York is, I mean, it makes sense because New York, there's so many other things to do. LARPing doesn't pick up here.
Ah.
It's like you want to go to places like Bumblefuck where they have plenty of space, a lot of fields and like a full garage. So like, make all their weapons and shields and armor in, and they have nothing better to do than spend $5,000 doing all this.
That makes sense.
Okay, let's hold up.
Yeah.
How much money have you, you don't have to answer this. You can give me like a roundabout number. How much money did you put in your 10 years into LARPing, including like travel and costumes?
Travel
and everything.
And everything. It's actually.
And condoms.
Yeah.
And,
well, there was actually
a condom. Don't wear condoms. They're cool.
There's actually, there was a condom fairy that would go around and throw condoms at you.
Fucking amazing.
That should exist in the real world.
That should exist in the real world.
I don't, I spent all, I mean, over 10 years, I'm trying to think. So 50, like the biggest event only cost $50. So like I probably spent $200.
Okay.
So I spent $200 a year doing that for 9 years. So that's, or maybe 300.
But what about travel costumes?
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying like with costumes, I made a lot of my own garb. Okay. So I'd spend $10 at Goodwill to make it.
All right.
Yeah. We can get real deep into the logistics of LARPing. Goodwill's amazing. You could just... like buy like big furry vests and shit. And then you're like, sweet. I've got two of those. I paint myself green. I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a fairly cheap activity. You make your own weapons. So, but I made weapons for a whole realm, at one point because we were the leaders of Delaware.
Did you charge for them? Of Delaware?
I was the leader of the realm in Delaware.
Oh, I thought you said like Delaware, and I was like, wait. I was like, wait, is that like, you were like, we got to come up with a name for this fake realm. Well, we're in Delaware. What could we do?
And Delaware. We're in Delaware. I'm a goblin.
My name is Ross Gellaware of the Gellaware clan.
I swear to God, I was like, yes, I'm on board. I'm so on board for everything. I believe all of it.
All right. So let's get into these games.
Because
games are fun. Like we play board games like at, you know, it's fun to do at parties and it's a fun, but so there are some people that are really into this shit.
There are some like there are a lot of meetup groups that you can go to where everybody just plays games. So that's like kind of where I started like learning about new ones. And there was a game, actually, the girl I lost my virginity to, her dad had a game from the 70s called Cosmic Encounter, and we would play that all the time.
Generational nerddom. Oh, this is fascinating.
Oh, I bet you did play Cosmic Encounter with that lady, huh?
With that pussy.
Yeah, hello.
You know what, guys? We did it. Head to podcast.
So we nailed it. It took like 10 minutes to say pussy.
Yeah, I'm surprised cunt hasn't been dropped yet.
She called Thomas a cunt.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Never mind.
I like to say cunt before we even introduce a guest. We like to just throw the cunt out early.
You do it so well, I didn't even notice.
Thank
just
you. It's how to start a good podcast, a good date, any social interaction. The earlier you can...
I was going to say, that's how Wendy starts all her dates.
Yeah.
She just really throws her life. Cunt out. Like, this is what we're working with.
Here we go.
Yep.
These games are like... I brought beginner games. These are games about like one level deeper than Monopoly.
How dare you?
So how did you get, how did you go from this is a game that I played with my,
Monopoly's a trash game.
I hate Monopoly. I think it's fucking boring.
It's really bad.
It takes too long.
I've enjoyed some Monopoly. I'm okay with
it. Of course you have.
Indifferent towards Monopoly.
No one actually plays by the right rules either anyway.
Here we go.
Yeah, okay. Why? Tell us why. Hold on.
Okay,
shit talk Monopoly.
You know, if you land on a property, if you don't buy it, it immediately has to be auctioned up to everyone else in the game. That's why it takes forever, because no one's landing on all the properties. So if you land on something, immediately it becomes an auction to buy it.
I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's a real rule from Monopoly. The real way to play Monopoly is you put, you have houses and hotels. You put four houses on all of your properties. And if you run out of houses in the game, like the actual stock runs out, you can't build anymore. So you build four houses on all your properties. No one can build hotels. No one can even build houses on their properties. And you just slowly drain the life from their pockets.
Wow, you're really evil when you play these games, aren't you?
I like to win.
Okay.
Very I'm sorry, did I miss something? I fell asleep because we were talking about Monopoly for so long.
I passed out and I had a hallucination about LARPing, doing Monopoly LARP, though. Just in a field, giant squares.
You were the thimble.
I own the Elven Grove now.
So how did you go from that initial game to actually getting into and accumulating? Because you showed me a picture of your apartment and you have a large stock of
games. I have about 40 board games.
Yeah. Like the way most people would have a bookshelf, you have... the game
organs.
Shelf.
Yes. Yeah.
Or pictures of loved ones. Or bottles of liquor. Yeah. I went to David's apartment and I was like, you got to come do jammers at some point. You got to teach us what the fuck is going on in your apartment.
I mean, there's plenty of bottles of liquor too. They're on the top of that shelf.
Oh, probably. I didn't look up high enough. I got real freaked out immediately. I'm like, he's going to try to fuck me with one of these games. And that's what you're doing. You use board games like roofies.
That's the board game that we'll design. Roofies the game.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh my God. I'm surprised. Billion-dollar idea. I've actually done board game workshops where I've helped. I was part of this show. It was this development thing called Mouse. And what I did is I would sit in, it was a tech fair, and I would teach people how to test develop a game. So I would like hang out with like 13-year-olds and make board games for like 6 hours.
Oh, maybe let's not do this story. This sounds incriminating. I was going to make a little riff. I was going to do a joke about it. You know when you teach somebody golf and the creepy guy stands on the ground? Yeah. Like, sit on my lap. I'll show you how to move the pieces.
You put your hand on top of their tiny child hand to move the pieces on the board.
God. This is 2018, and I'm a man in comedy. Can we not do this?
Yeah, Stephen, cut all this. Yeah. Don't really cut any of this.
Okay, so I'm going to start with just some game. I'm going to start with the dorkiest one of them all. How did I get into it? So I had the one game from the 70s, and then it was starting to break apart. I was like, I want to play this game again. So I looked that up, and there was a new version of it. They had like updated stuff. And then also I had friends who played Settlers of Catan. That's like the most popular one. They sell that one in like Walmart and Target now.
We know people that play that game.
Yeah.
I won't say their names.
Yeah. We don't want to incriminate them. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
But like plenty of people play that one, and that one's okay. It's not my favorite. And so then I was like, oh, that one. And then I just started finding all these other ones. And then I worked in an office for a year when I first moved to New York, and it was the worst environment to work in. So I just started going on Reddit, and like there's a whole board game subreddit. And they like Kickstarter board games are huge on Kickstarter now. Like,
yeah, that's I do. Yes.
You knew that.
I knew that. My friends have a weird fucking board game that they found at a thrift store.
Yeah.
And then they got into like finding more weird board games and it took them to Kickstarter.
So I have purchased some. Wow. I don't know if any of these I purchased on Kickstarter, but I purchased like probably 10 or 12 board games off of Kickstarter. Like,
no, why the Kickstarter thing? I mean, why do you even need Kickstarter? It seems like developing a board game wouldn't be that expensive.
Well, it's basically they're pretty. I mean, all the parts, everything. And the cool thing about doing it on Kickstarter is you get it for a cheaper price most of the time. Sometimes it's about the same with shipping and handling. But you also get you get like all the bonus pieces. Like, yeah. It's like, if we meet $300,000 in funding, we'll give you like all these extra pieces that you can only get if you.
So are the people that are on Kickstarter, I mean, are they against like big board game? Are they like, fuck no.
Wait, like yes. Big pharma, big board yeah, game. Big board like this game, just like, the Monopoly man's Monopoly. Real.
I mean, they're essentially trying to top a Monopoly.
Yeah.
It boggles the mind actually how they do it.
No.
That's why I brought him here.
Guys, I'm so sorry.
Oh, this boy. Is going to be trouble. Do it.
That was
man,
great.
Guys, it's, I got to get out of here. It's running late. I got to go.
Yeah, it was going to happen eventually, guys. Drink. We all knew. It was coming. But you can if you have a good design for a game and you put it all out there, people will fund it because they like the idea. And I mean, now there's like giant corporation versions of it. Like I bought Dark Souls, the board game based off the video game.
Sounds like my kind of thing.
God, I know Steven just popped a boner.
Yeah.
There was a serious look at his eyes. He was like, I would very much like to play that sometime.
He's like, I'll donate your Kickstarter. Can I get a figure that looks like me? Can you model one after me?
And they're like, there already is one.
Yeah.
And also the thing is, I am super into video games, and that is very unhealthy at a certain point. Cause I would spend like, my dad does heroin, but I'll spend 16 hours in a room playing Civilization VI. So, you know, it felt the same.
Wow. Real sharp, dark turn there, yeah, buddy.
Jesus, like, throwing just, that one away.
Just dropping that info it's no big deal.
You're right. I'm so used to it.
but I do think that's a real thing because, you know, I think, you know, I hear that a lot from women and just friends of mine that get so into gaming that like...
all their parents did heroin.
Yeah, and they're like, it's just like my parents who do heroin all the time.
Yeah. I mean, it's an addictive personality trait. And this is like a more social way for me to do that. Like I can spend 6 hours in a room playing a space game with friends as opposed to just sitting alone being like, I am the emperor of space right now.
Right.
I was going to say that because fuck this whole like talking shit on it. Like, yeah, we're being funny and talking shit. I actually think this is a way better pastime. Most people are on their fucking phones constantly playing Bejeweled or whatever bullshit, or people sit at home and play video games. This is an actual like interactive thing.
Board games are a good way to spend time with your friends. Where you're with people
and you're doing stuff.
Game parties.
It's a whole thing. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like that's cool. That's way fucking cooler to me.
It may be
than,
nerdy,
like,
but it's still
sitting
cool.
Sitting on your phone jerking off.
No, it's true. And like, and it is too. It's a good way to get out. And this is what I like about doing this is because especially not all, but some of our listeners, and I'm in the same boat, deal with depression where you don't want to leave the house. My voice peaked on that. I hit puberty.
It did. That was cool.
Talk about my cunt just dropping, huh? I felt it. But this is a good way to, instead of like just go out and be social. And this is, if you think we're not playing a game and Steven's going to kick my ass. That's what we're doing for the challenge, by the way.
No, because I'm here.
I did pick the game we're going to play is a little bit of random chance to it. So you guys can like, everybody's got a shot.
Okay.
So that got you into your first game, which was Patchwork, right?
No, my first game, well, Cosmic Encounter was the first one. And then, I'm just picking one of these. So these are all, I went on a binge basically and ordered like 20 games because they're not that expensive.
And
like,
what do people talk about on the Reddit thread?
There's a lot of ranking, and there's also a website called BoardGameGeek.com where they'll like show like these are the top 10 games right now. And so like some of them I looked at, it was like $20. I was like, I'll just get that one. And I would try these games, and then I would try ones at meetup groups where everybody just brings different games that they like. You spend an hour learning it and then you play that one.
Are there like meetup groups and clubs in New York? Because I've been to some.
They're at bars.
They're bars, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So yeah, they're all over. There's one that I used to go to like in the middle of Midtown, or not in Midtown, like the Lower East Side. And it was super fun. And yeah, you just go all over.
Yeah.
It's like a nice break away from like always like, because you're doing comedy every night and everything. It's like a nice way to be like, oh, remember there are like normal people out there. It's not just everyone's a dark, cynical asshole.
Well, you know.
Board gamers are some of the sweetest people I've ever met.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Steven, you're out.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, oh, no. They just rejected me.
He was so excited to just go sit and commiserate with a bunch of people.
Oh, I mean, there's plenty of depressed ones, too. Yeah.
We'll find you a depressed group.
Yeah, don't worry, Steven. We'll find you a bunch of people you can be sad worry. With.
This is what makes them happy, is running through giant mechs through the middle of agrarian culture in the 1800s. Anyway, that's a weird, that's a Scythe reference for the one person who likes that.
Yeah.
One person is very excited right now. Out of like one out of 1,000.
You just made one person's day and everyone else was like Gregorian chants.
Do you have like a comedy set that's just deep cuts like that?
I've tried. I had one joke where I was like, I say like board games and I hate when people try and connect with me over it a lot of times. Because most of them are like, I like Monopoly or something. And I'm like, no, I play board games for adults. Like one's about like doing your taxes and it's just weird.
Yeah, it's life.
Yeah.
No, this one, though. Okay, let's get into some of these. I don't know why I'm hosting now. I'm hosting now.
Yeah.
Let's get into these.
Yeah,
I like it. This is your takeover. We won't host. Yeah, someone's got to do it.
That's why I brought you in. I was like, do you guys want to bring like a professional podcaster in? Perfect. And he goes, I don't know, he'll teach us something.
So this one's called Patchwork, and it's by Uwe Rosenberg, who's made a lot of really great games. And this is the most simple one he's made. And
shout out.
It's a two-person game where you try and competitively make a better quilt than the other person.
Off my dick. That is, I am every Midwestern mom I know. Guess what you're getting for Christmas next year, ladies? You're getting Patchwork.
And it's really fun. I don't quilt, obviously. Not obviously. I don't know. I could be. I LARP. I could quilt.
I pegged you as a quilter when I first saw you. That's what's so weird about you.
But
not being
your currency and points are buttons, and you try and spend buttons to make the best quilt.
I want this game so bad.
Now, how do you?
Can I overnight this to myself?
You can on Amazon.
I'm sure you can Amazon it to yourself by tomorrow.
Now, who judges who's got a better quilt? I mean, that seems like it would be subjective,
So the way it works is you have this board, you have this like 9x9 board, and you have to fill it up by paying a certain amount for like pieces cost a certain amount. And then at the end, you total up the amount of buttons you have at the end. And then you minus that by the amount of negative space on your board.
There's already so much math. I'm out.
Yeah, I was.
It's pretty simple. You just it's one number minus or another number.
Yeah, I do. I'm a waitress. I do that at work all the time. I can't do it on my time off. I can't. I'm not doing math for free.
Man, if you don't like to do math, guys, board games might be difficult for you.
I mean, not only just math, but like the most basic.
Yeah, the most basic.
I was hoping you'd be like, you build a quilt and then you fight to the death. And whoever's alive, their quilt is prettier.
Well, I was hoping so there's these two board games, but you don't ever touch them. You take out this yarn and these knitting needles, and then each of you spend the next 9 to 12 months
making a quilt.
And then you get back together and whoever wins has the biggest quilt.
So you take one quilt and you strangle the person, and whoever's quilt doesn't break, they're the winner.
Better game. That's a game.
That's a great game.
Yeah, plus choking's involved. I'm actually going on board.
There's actual murder. Great game.
You guys are so into
Kickstarter.
Activities. I'm much more into hypotheticals. Like, I'm never going
to
make
it. Yeah, we can tell. We listen to the show. You're much more into hypothetically doing shit than actually doing it. Shots fired. I win a
Jordan Hobbs. Jordan Hobbs.
Yeah.
So I brought like 8 games because I wasn't sure what we were going to play and what would play well on a podcast. So I'll go.
Oh, we're not going to play anything. We're just going to make fun of
you. Nothing would play well on a podcast.
Oh, we're playing something.
I know we are.
I'm going to win that Jam-A-Lam.
So this one's called Sushi Go. Party.
I've played that.
You played Sushi Go? You played a board game.
Fucking Matt Champagne is upset. He brings that to parties.
It's great.
He just always has it on his person.
Oh my God.
Which I find unsettling.
Yeah.
But also, look how cute the sushi is.
It's really cute.
It's very cute.
There's pudding.
A lot
which
of
is
math
not a sushi.
In this one.
Yeah.
Just warning everybody.
Yeah. They're all board games.
Warning myself.
You know, Monopoly has a lot of math too, right?
Yeah, and I fucking hate Monopoly.
So to Scrabble, one time I actually ruined a date because of Scrabble.
That I believe that. Not because of you, because of Scrabble. Well,
the girl who I went on the date with, she was so, she thought she was, she
stupid.
Like.
Stupid. Blind.
She thought she was smarter than me. Yeah. I made a blind girl play Scrabble. I was like, you dumb bitch, you missed out on the easiest words.
Who's the Goblin King now? Take off your panties.
Just a blind girl. Because sympathy is not a word, Irene. But she thought she was smarter than me, and she probably was, but I knew how to play games better than her, so I just, like, started playing the game like a game, and she would lay down better words, but I would just box her out of, like, triple word scores and stuff. She was so mad.
Does your competitive nature get you into trouble?
Wow, what are you, my therapist?
Yes,
he wants to be everyone's therapist. That's fair. Yes.
I'll just start crying on the podcast later.
But
also, I mean, it's kind of one of my beliefs in dating. It's like, be yourself. I like, you know, don't necessarily bring up heroin dad on the first date, but like, be yourself.
Or just do it, man. Throw it down.
No, I've done that and it ruins a lot of first dates.
Yeah, I would think that would really bring the mood down.
Just fingering a girl, be like, by the way, my dad does heroin.
Just right when she's about to come and just, like, really fuck up.
As
what
you're doing your
and then she's confused for
talk.
The rest of her life.
I just start speaking to her in Orcish. She's like, what did you say? I was like, my dad does heroin and I have a lot of issues.
That is
more luck.
See, that would make me come. If I was getting fingered and that dialect came out of me, I'd be like, oh my God, this is like a rape fantasy. This is amazing. I don't care what. I don't care how much heroin your dad does. This is great.
Me neither. Not anymore, guys.
Oh, I was gonna ask a follow up, but we got a sushi go.
Let's move on.
Sushi go party.
Yeah, sushi go. So basically, this game, you take, you get played like a hand of cards, and then your goal is to try and match up types of sushi in your on your like you play a card down, and your goal is to match up different types of sushi to get different amounts of points. And then you put a card down and you pass it. So everybody gets different hands each time. Does this make sense to everyone?
Yeah, no, okay.
I'm just laughing at Wendy's face because she keeps looking at you and then looking back, like her eyes are darting back and forth.
Yeah,
like,
I look at you
the
and then I
fuck.
Look at Megan and I'm like, I can't believe we have to play. Well, no, it's fine.
We're not going to play this game. Don't worry. Okay. I found a game that's very easy to play.
Go Fish.
Yeah. We're
old
just
maid.
Playing the
We're
game
playing
War.
I love that game.
And it's really fun. Yeah. Sushi Go is probably one of the easiest games. Like, I've taken that to like family Christmas parties where I like don't want to talk to people. like my like super Republican side of my family. I'm like, let's just play a sushi game and not talk about the cops right now.
And they're like, Japs made sushi. I don't want to play it.
You didn't even fight in that war, Grandpa. You just love watching documentaries about it.
And your son does heroin. No, play the game.
Okay, let's lean off that.
I'm done.
This other one, Codenames, is also a really great. A lot of people.
Oh, that's a game.
Yeah, it's by my favorite designer, Vlada Shvatil.
Do you follow the designers, like, some like of fashion them. Designers?
Yeah, like fashion designers. I'm like, oh, yeah. Have you played the new Vlada? not all of them. There are a couple. UA Rosenberg, I kind of follow. It's the people who have like a larger body of work. And like Vlada Shvatil, he makes games that are very different styles. Like he has this one game called, it's Galaxy Trucker, where you play like your big rig space truckers. And you have to make a spaceship out of broken parts around, and you have to like run around and do all this stuff with it. And then you go on like missions where you try and go across the galaxy, and asteroids and lasers and pirates just destroy your ship as you go. So you're like, I made a really cool ship. And then like a laser hits exactly where, and like half your ship just falls off. And you're like, well, I guess I'm just floating dead in space now. It's a really fun chaos game.
See, now, I know we're saying board games fun. Are cool, right? And like, that sounds fun. But see, I have a problem with this virtual reality shit, even on a board game. I say, go out for reels, and go to space, build your own rocket.
Be a trucker, be a space trucker.
Right, go be a space trucker for real. You know, go to school, try something for real. The same with Guitar Hero. Like, just pick up a real guitar. Just actually, be a real true. Space trucker.
There is a, like, Rocksmith, which is Guitar Hero, but you actually learn chords. It, like, teaches you how to play guitar. That's a real, that's a video game.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
I thought you said locksmith, and I was like, and then you learn how to be a locksmith?
Yeah, locksmith, yeah. look, I LARP hard, guys.
Yeah, that's his
you
real
just
deep
get
cut.
Jobs. Right. You get a lot of repeat
that's not LARPing, that's armed robbery. This really cool game called Grand Larceny.
Guys, I'm going to LARP this bank robbery.
I've learned a lot about lockpicking. I'm ready.
All
put
the
all
orcs.
My ranks in it.
All the orcs are arrested.
So this game is Codenames, where you play secret agents. And one side is there's two secret agents trying to get out in the field. Or there's two teams, and you're competing against each other. And two people are spy masters who know who all the spies are out in the field. And then there's two agents in the field, or two or more agents up out in the field, all trying to guess who the spies are on the field. I said on the field like 8 times in that statement.
That's okay.
And
you're having flashbacks to your field sex. We get it.
Always. And the way it works is there are 25 like nouns out on the field. Like it'll be like horse and.
I'm sorry. What'd you call me?
A horse.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry. You know, I just looked at you and I was like, what's the first word I think? You have spy and cunt and cloak and sell.
Wouldn't that be great? We should make our own board game, Megan.
And we should.
The way you communicate. So like these are spy, shadow, cloak, plane, and sell. And so like I'm trying to get you to guess certain words based on like the sheet I have that tells me who are my spies.
Okay.
So like if I wanted to get you to guess like spy, like shadow and cloak, I might say something like sneaky and two, which is the amount of things that pertain to it. And it's really fun because you start like guessing. You're like, I think it's these two. But like then someone's like, no, planes are sneaky. And then they just start yelling at each other.
Yeah. Now, you don't bring this to your Republican family's house because you'll be like, the clue is sneaky. And your grandpa's like, the Japs.
Yeah. Mexicans. Mexico. Like, and you're like, damn it, Grandpa.
So this would be a bad game to bring to your racist family's house.
But it's real fun when you play it with someone who you like think you know really well. And then you're just like, oh, we are on different brain waves right now.
Yeah. That seems fun. That's like charades and almost a Monopoly again.
No, but it's like a different play on that kind of word. It's,
yeah.
Right. I like that better than numbers.
That's true.
Sound so dumb with that sentence.
That sounded so dumb.
I like more you should better than numbers. Like,
well, this one
that sounds better
chips
than like numbers.
Yeah.
All right. The next game, I'm going to start burning through some of these. This one's called Splendor, where you're a jewel maker and you play where you have all these cool jewel chips.
Oh.
Where they feel really good.
Do the pieces pretty. Determine how expensive the game is?
Yeah. If they're like a solid. Yeah, they're like kind of poker chip style. Yeah, like really good game components are that's like the next level of nerdery when you get into that. When everybody,
I was like, gonna say, is there like a gold standard of like really deluxe?
Well, like a lot of times like cardboard pieces are kind of shit. Like right. if you get plastic pieces or there's things called meeples, which are the little like, you know, like I'm trying to think, like in Sorry, you have the little guys like walk
yeah.
around,
yeah.
but they don't really look like people. Those are called meeples.
Aww. They're mini okay. people.
Yep.
Aww. Do you know what a game that we played when I was a kid? We played a lot of games growing up because we were real poor. And it's a fun way to get in a fight. And my dad, our family's really competitive. Like it would end with my dad throwing the board game and grounding the kids. I swear to God, he's like, you're grounded. One of our favorite
games. Try and buy Park Place from me, you little bitch.
Yeah, there was the one game, and I don't know if you are even going to know this. And I was trying to think of the name of it. And I'm like, oh God, this one, Steven's going to lose his mind. It's called Penta.
I've heard of it. Fuck.
It's called Penta. Fuck. And you want to
say
it's
I have a board game?
Yeah. Oh, so it's shit. This really cool thing. It's like this old, it's like a scroll. You roll it out. It's just really thick. The actual board
yeah.
is a scroll that you unwrap, and it's kind of like a checkers piece. It's similar. So it's two teams. And so, and the pieces are like little jewels. You get little bags of jewels. Oh. So they're green and yellow. And you're trying to like line up and get five in a row.
Okay.
It's
yeah.
really a fun game. We used to play it all the time. God yeah. damn it. I know. Steven, look at that. It's like an ancient.
I can't imagine how excited huh? he is right now.
We can bring that game for you and you can wear a dark cloak or whatever the fuck you want to wear. We'll take you out to the field. You can.
Oh, unravel my scroll.
We'll play some Morrissey for you and you can play Penta.
Picking Wait, up on okay. your condescension.
Since we're talking about games. I want to know, I found these two board games and I've never played them because I've pulled them out and they were very complicated.
Yep.
And I found them at a fucking thrift store in San Luis Obispo years ago. Scotland Yard.
I've heard of Scotland Yard. Yeah, that's a super okay. complicated game.
Yeah.
You're trying to figure out a murder, right?
One? Yeah, exactly. And then the other one, what? I can't even tell what it's called. Hold on. This is important. It's all, oh, God damn it. Hold on.
Well, Megan's looking that up. This is just a quick aside and this doesn't,
this was worth this would be, it.
Oh,
this
here we go. What it. Is it?
By Jove.
I've never heard of that. That looks old as fuck.
I thought that said Bon Jovi.
Yeah, I don't think, but yeah, it's like,
I don't know if
crazy.
Bon Jovi knows how to read to make a board game.
Oh, Bon Jovi knows how to read.
Bon Jovi.
I'm sorry,
can
New
read.
Jersey.
Yeah, that okay. looks, that's I, really old timey.
Well, I think it's supposed to look old timey too.
Oh yeah. Well, it's clearly called By Jove.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love these, but I also like murder mystery dinner theaters and like escape rooms. Like, so I'm into all that kind of shit. Like I like the real, like
Scotland
I like
Scotland Yard.
Actually, do you know what you
weekend.
Would probably like then? There's games called social deduction games where you're trying to figure out like one person's a spy or games like that where you have to lie to people. Like,
oh, I would win that in a, yes. Anything sociopathic. That's,
yeah. You
that was the board game my friends found was a fucking
Secret
drug
Hitler?
Dealer. No, oh. Someone was a drug dealer.
I haven't heard of that one.
This was like, no, this was like they went to a thrift shop and there was a lot of them. So it was like somebody got these made and it didn't sell. And then they just like gave them all. Like someone's dad died and they fucking cleared the garage out. But it was like, it's like somebody's a drug dealer and everybody else is DEA.
Oh, so it's like Werewolf.
Sure. Yeah. I know what that is.
Yeah. No, Werewolf is just a game where one person's the werewolf and then other people may have other roles, but you're trying to figure out who the werewolf is. And every night the werewolf kills someone. So the drug dealer killed the DEA agent every night.
But this is even cooler because people are smoking crack. So it's like a cool version.
How do you
werewolf.
Know werewolves don't smoke crack?
Fair point.
That's very specious of you.
They're wild and crazy guys.
I know several werewolves. And one of them is in prison now. I just realized
I don't want to talk about why. It's really sad.
We really don't. It's sadder than my dad doing heroin.
Yeah.
Well, it's actually related to that.
Right.
They were buddies back in the day.
And that was the lie your dad told you when you were a kid. Where'd dad go? He's a werewolf.
Where were you, Dad? Howling out the moon, kid. So, Splendor, you try and like take a bunch of gems to buy off merchants. A lot of the games, the cool thing about them is that the themes are fairly simple.
Right. And it's a good way to teach kids to be criminals when they get older. A lot of these, as we're getting deeper, it's like find the spy.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, so the one I was talking about before, Secret Hitler, you... there are people who are in the fascist party and there are people who are trying to keep them from getting elected. And one person's Hitler. So they're trying to get Hitler. The fascists are trying to get Hitler elected and nobody, the fascists all know who they are. And the quote unquote good guys, like, I don't remember what they call them.
See, good guys, bad guys. People say that.
Yeah, but those are actual guys.
They're meeple. We've had this conversation.
Wow, you have just owned board games all of a sudden.
I am taking notes. I am not taking notes.
But yeah, so they, and so you're, all the good guys are like fighting with everyone because they're trying to figure out who's good. And all the bad guys are just trying to get Hitler elected. And you have to try and suss out who's actually like a fascist. Wow. It's so much fun when you look someone in the eyes. You're like, listen, I'm telling you the truth. We need to do this.
Ready? I want to play that. Well, that's what we'll do later. We'll do that game as a challenge for the follow-up episode.
Well, I would love to do it, but we need at least five people. That's
no, we don't have to do it right now. I'm saying later. We do. Listen, dude, I don't know if this podcast, Jammers, has a pretty strict no Nazi policy.
We are pretty strict about that.
But we're proud of that.
But I would love to play a game. And the challenge is to elect Hitler.
See, this is what I'm thinking about this game is like, you're saying good guys, how many people play this game and reverse who the good guys and bad guys are? Like, how many white nationalists are like, right, we're the good ones?
I was also thinking, I was like, this sounds like Secret Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of. Just the weird, the Nazi party, like official game of the Nazi party.
We're all in Black Mirror. It's happening in real time.
Yeah, this is another game that you would not LARP. This would be an uncomfortable thing to LARP.
Honey, why do you have this Third Reich suit? I get a character.
I have a date, Mom. God.
if I elect Secret Hitler, we get to do anal. Assign stakes to your board games, guys. This is a class.
Is that something you actually do in your personal life?
No.
You should.
If whoever wins gets a thing.
Christina and I do that when we're out on dates. We're like, you know, if you win this fucking pinball, it's mostly pinball.
Yeah, it's all pinball.
Yeah. But no. Mini golf. Mini golf's also any miniature sport, really.
You know, any miniature sport.
Yeah. Little ski ball.
Wait, pinball. If pinball. So what's the bit? What's the regular size version of pinball, Steve?
Golf and pinball are super similar.
No, mini golf is the miniature version.
Mini golf, but pinball is like golf on drugs.
It's not like golf.
No, it's the opposite. You're trying to not get it in the hole.
True, but it's different. But it's similar. Like I think pinball is most similar.
No,
to
No, that's
golf.
Wrong.
Actually, I am putting my foot down on
soccer.
This.
I would say pinball is like because soccer.
No, that's football.
Actually,
because soccer you're playing against someone else. Like there's no other sport where you're just essentially playing against yourself or competing with someone.
So how is pinball a mini sport?
I kind of like the idea that pinball is just golf on acid.
Yeah, that's exactly what pinball. When I had someone explain that to me, I'm like, yep, I get it.
Yeah, you've never done drugs. You don't know. That's not
you haven't done acid.
Golf on acid is crying in a tent.
Yeah, golf on acid is just sitting in your apartment pretending you're playing golf while crying and shaking.
But secretly, you're playing pinball.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, actually pinball on acid is pretty fun. There's a lot of flashing lights. It's
that would be pretty solid.
Okay, so this game Carcassonne, you're a noble French leader of townships.
Ooh, and this sounds heavy.
And this is actually a pretty easy game because literally you just pick up a tile and put it down. That's the whole game is you're trying to build out castles and stuff and you have your little meeples and you try and take over sections of the country and you get points for it.
Oh, this sounds good. Okay. A lot of these games, like once you break it down, it's actually simple, but the most difficult part is reading the long fucking instructions.
Exactly.
Especially this, where it's all
also,
set up.
Also, they're all on YouTube now.
Oh, right.
All the instructions for everything, like it's, there are 50,000 view channels of people just like, or just the video has like 50,000 views of someone just explaining Carcassonne to people for like 12 minutes. Yeah, now, you have, like cute little meeples.
Are there celebrities?
Oh, that's cute.
Are there like celebrity YouTubers of board gaming?
There's Will Wheaton does a gaming thing, which is okay.
Will Wheaton also known for some other stuff.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying like, there's Rotto Runs Through It, which I could get into.
Who's Will Wheaton?
Will Wheaton.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh, Wellesley Crusher. He was a Star Trek. He was a kid on Star Trek.
Oh, yeah. I don't know who that is. Yeah, I've never watched Star Trek.
But he does a lot of stuff with like Chris Hardwick and Nerdist stuff. Yeah. So he's real into the I'm a nerd, I do nerd stuff.
He's a nerd culture guy. He does like the Geek and Sundry. That's where his show is on Geek and Sundry, which is, what's her name? Shit, I'm totally blanking on her name. The person who did The League. Not The League.
Not the guild. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
The red-haired chick. Yeah. See, I know nerd shit.
Yeah. I don't.
Kind of. When he's like, I am too busy having sex and doing cocaine.
Yeah. I'm like, I don't know if you guys know this.
You can have sex and do cocaine and know nerd shit. I've done both.
You can't do both effectively. You got to pick one. You can't have it all. I know. It's like, am I going to be a mother? Or am I going to have a career? I mean, I don't mean to be the asshole here.
Life is long. You can pull it off.
Ladies, you can't have it all. You got to see a man.
Maybe you can have a game phase later in life. I'm hoping that when I retire, I can have a sweet game phase.
I'll get into nerd shit when my pussy prolapses.
Which is any day now.
Any day now. And half of my brain shuts down and I'm mostly catatonic from all the drug use.
That's, you know what they don't talk about? How prostitution is a blue collar job.
Thank you.
Like, it's the female version of working in a steel mill. Like, yes. Your back goes out. No one ever talks about
that. Yeah, you're back. Exactly. See, and that's, I know. I'm going to be, can I get workman's comp? This is going to be crazy.
Like your womb gets cysts if you fuck too much.
Yeah, that is true, ladies.
Be careful. Treat your body with respect.
Yeah, then all I'm going to do is, I just want to, once all I can do is physically sit and make a fake patchwork quilt. My brain's shutting down right now. Once I can make patches.
This one's pretty simple. It's Dominion, which is a very popular game. It's a deck builder, where you start off with like 10 cards in a deck, and then you use the cards you have in that deck to buy other cards, and you build your own thing out, and you try and build this really quick deck so you can earn more money and points. And you do it in the form of a castle in this game. Deck builders are super popular.
What's the game little kids play that looks like blocks?
Chutes and Ladders? No.
No, the video game.
That looks like blocks? Tetris? Minecraft?
Minecraft, yeah.
Well, so adults old. Also play Minecraft.
Minecraft's pretty popular.
Okay, sorry.
Defensive.
Sorry.
The room there.
I don't play it because I'm not. I didn't get into Legos as much. Yeah.
Sorry. My friend's kid plays it, and he's 7, and he's the one that showed me. I thought it was Minecraft.
No, it's Minecraft.
And then he was like,
Minecraft. You mine things
and you
craft things.
Yeah, I know that now. And then he was showing me, and I was like, wait, so you just like build walls? And he's like super into it. And he's like, yeah. And he's got like all the toys and stuff. And I was like, okay. And that was the end of that. I just went, you're fucking okay.
Guess you're fucked, kid.
Yeah. I'm realizing it's hard to explain some of these games. Like, well, it's like they're really, because the thing is with this game, it starts getting to where you feel like you've built your own engine of things and it starts working together. All the pieces start working together. So all of a sudden you're like, I play one card and then I can play another card from that card. And then I play another card while I draw 4 more cards and play all these cards down. And it feels like you've like built something in the moment.
You can also just build stuff, guys. You can also just do something.
Well, but that's kind of like chess,
it's
right?
Like it's more like a Rube Goldberg. It's like a Rube Goldberg kind of thing where it's like this card activates this card, activates this card, which allows me to build out a whole thing. And each time it's like
trying to... Isn't that kind of why it's like similar to chess, where it's like a mind game? Like you're watching what they do.
Moves.
Yeah. And then so you have these cards and you're like, well, I'm going to save this and then I'm going to fuck them real hard.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah, it's like, oh, you think you're doing this? Well, just wait. I'm doing this move.
That might be the least sexy way to introduce anal as a prize. Like, are you ready to have a fun date night? Okay, whoever builds a better wall, you're like, Jesus Christ. Just shove a meeple up there.
Oh, that's a sad life for that meeple. I thought farming was hard work.
No, I got a lot of room in there. I could have a village of meeples up
there. I was going to say, meeples could have friends in there.
I know.
My asshole, might you nickname your asshole Carcassonne because everybody just lives there?
Yeah, exactly.
Carcassonne actually is a pretty great
name. And they've got
a great name for an asshole.
Yeah, and they've got food in there because his quinoa is not digesting. So I got snacks for the meeples.
They can farm from downtown.
Yes. I love a callback.
Your entire game could take place within an asshole.
Megan Rice.
The game idea.
This is a Black Mirror episode.
We could just call it.
I was already
asshole.
Saying, I've got some ideas for a pussy fart gang.
Oh.
Yes.
Game. If we're building a game, I can help you guys out with like different.
And we'll call it pussy fart game. We should build a game.
The pussy fart game.
Yeah. I actually made a whole thing when I would design games for this, for that workshop. I made a thing of like the 10 common game mechanics, because that's really what it is. You just, you have it, you can make a game about anything. You just have to have mechanics that work together. And it's like, you can have a pussy fart game that's all deck building. It's like you have different pussies that work together and you're trying to build the biggest queef.
Oh, see, that's good. Or I was thinking where we could do like Secret Hitler.
Where one person, like,
it's the pussies and they're just trying to fart and live their lives. And then there's the dicks that are trying to shove themselves in the pussies to keep the farts from coming out.
That would be
funny.
And
we don't know who they are.
Yeah.
I think it'd be funny just a who farted game. And it's just one person farted and we're trying to sort out who it is.
It would always be me. It would 100% always be me.
We could play that game right now. I can make that game happen in real time if you want.
And it's been me for the last 30 minutes alone in my apartment.
Oh, no. I felt
smelt it, dealt it. You have the fart now.
Yeah. I feel it's quinoa knocking. That's what the meeple. I was like, oh, meeple's trying to get out. I shut down silently and I'm just trying to hold
the
meeples in.
Is your long-term plan to get into designing games? I mean, you seem like you're like that deep in it.
I'm half robot. Like when it comes down to a lot of like emotional thing, I was like very emotionally closed off for a long time. So there's some of that, by the way, that's part of why I recommend mushrooms. Made me way more emotionally available.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Really opened up a lot. The first time I ever said, I love you was at a LARP while on mushrooms.
Was that where the LARPing came from? I mean, was that why you to like just, find that connection, but like just without
what came
having
first,
rules
the mushrooms
and walls?
Or the LARPing?
LARPing, 100%. I call LARPing for me, it was a gateway weird. Because once you do one thing that's like very off the beaten path, like LARPing, all of a sudden you're like, everybody makes fun of this, but I'm having a great time. What else can I try?
Right.
Drugs and then use mushrooms.
Drugs. Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Drugs. I mean, that's where I started drinking, was at LARPing.
Cool, bro.
I did some BDSM stuff at LARPing.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, now
I'm
horny.
Dude, I told you nerds are freaky.
Yeah,
nerds
are freaky.
That's what I'm saying.
They take
gateway
all those AP
weird
classes.
I've been in open relationships. The girl I said I love you to had a husband. It was totally cool. He was super cool. Yeah, it was.
Now it makes sense why we're friends. I was like, why does this guy like me? He seems very put together. Huh?
No, that's all an act.
I am a monster.
Yeah, that is all you're really seeing is a white guy learned that if he wears button downs and jeans, he can go anywhere he needs.
Right. What if he's LARPing as a human? He pulls up. We get ready to leave. He's like, oh, it's sweaty. He pulls off. He's actually the Goblin King.
I tricked you the whole time.
Is that your goblin voice when you do goblin?
Sometimes.
Goblining?
It's
can
usually,
I call it goblining?
Goblining, when I go full goblin, you never want to go full goblin, guys. It's never really well put together. Actually, I was kind of put together. I became a goblin knight, like a knight, like of an order. I did that. I was the first and only goblin knight there's been. I don't know. There might be one now. I haven't kept up with like the knight group.
Wendy looks like she's going to throw up or eat her own hand right now.
I know. I'm like upset.
But it's also
emotionally
upset.
But it's not that far off from your fake Matrix reality. I mean, it's very similar. Like the headspace is involved.
Wendy's going to get mad right now because she's like, no.
I know, you look like you were going to punch me
in the Matrix
right
and it's real.
Yeah, that's the difference is I can actually fly off the top of this building and you're not a real goblin knight. So fuck you, Steven.
I don't know. I got a sword. I got a sword because of it. Yeah, I was really... I was the Jackie Robinson of goblin knighthood.
Well, I have a birthmark, air quotes, that looks like it was an outlet for a plug. So fuck you.
Wendy's fucking face when you said, I've got a sword.
Oh, we are going to have a
like
battle.
Wendy was
royale.
Like, how dare you compare?
It's an interdimensional battle.
Well, it's funny. I have a girlfriend now, and she was talking to her friends. One of her friends was like, I fucked a sword guy. And their friends then went through and they were like, I've never fucked a sword guy. And then my girlfriend just looked at me and was like, I don't know, Dave, have I fucked a sword guy? And I was like, it's at my parents' house. I have a Warhammer here, though.
Oh, my God. This culture is
wait,
so... I want to know.
I think are sword guys like fucking losers?
They're more extreme because they've committed more.
Is that what it is? Like, why were they
guys,
like,
it's a weird thing. Because a lot of times sword guys are guys who have like a weird idea of them wanting to be like a knight in like real life. kind of thing, like a lot of like men's right. It's kind of associated with like MRA stuff. Sometimes.
Oh, well, that's weird. Interesting. Well, to me,
that fedora almost... hats. Not everybody who has a sword is an MRA guy, but
fedora hats. But everyone who has a sword has a fedora.
Yeah.
But it almost it's weird because it almost feels like BDSM, where it's like people who get into really like wanting to be super dommy are usually because in their real lives they're not. They feel weak.
Little bitches.
So they want to become fedora sword hat guys.
Well, that's it's a lot like what's the other dominating CEO, like when you dominate people are right. Like VPs of marketing.
A lot of times people like that will want to be more submissive.
Steven has a fedora. He wore it to New Year's Eve. I just want to let the audience know.
I have worn a hat.
He's like, sometimes just people just want to be a fedora sword guy.
Sometimes I want to be a hat guy.
I know.
I want to be a hat guy. But that's rock and roll shit. I mean, that's my whole rock and roll thing.
One time.
Well, it's arguable that like
you play leather, blues guitar.
Leather pants. Yes,
let the LARPer make fun of you.
Leather pants are not that dissimilar from a sword.
One time I had my girlfriend was flying out to see me. The one I was in an open relationship with. She was flying out to see me for my brother's wedding. And she sat next to a guy who bragged to her about his 12 fedora collection that he had, that he would love
to
show her.
How wet was she that whole flight? Just like rock hard clit the whole
flight.
Yeah,
just like, they actually had to land the plane early. There was a water leak. and then, that was gross. I agree.
No, I'm into it.
No, we're on board.
No, Megan and I got quiet because our pussies went... Our clits chirped.
That's what that sound was. I heard it.
But it's so she like came and like told me about this. I was like, I don't know what you're doing here. You could add a 12 fedora night without me.
Do you think he wears them all at once around his apartment? Like he just stacks the fedora on top of fedora on top of fedora.
Oh, he definitely had like a hat.
And like a fancy man.
No, he puts them on the decapitated heads of the women that came before her.
All 12 of them.
Yeah.
All right. So this is a game I think we're going to try and play, or at least some of it. It's called King of Tokyo, where you play giant monsters trying to take over Tokyo. So we have a bunch of, I mean, we can edit around some of this, like while I explain rules and like while we pick characters.
Fuck yeah. He's our Goblin King. Look at that. He's like, he's running the podcast. Steven, edit I love it. He's doming the jammers real hard.
Look, I feel weak in real life, but board games is where I'm strong.
I feel weak in real life, which is why I always carry a gun with me. Like,
what's the one that sounds like Megan? What was the first one? It sounded like Megan. I want to be that.
Oh, Mecha Dragon.
Yeah, I'll take that. That's close
okay,
to Megan.
So Megan's going to be the Mecha Dragon. What do you guys want to be?
I'll be Donkey Kong with rabies.
Yes. All right. Donkey Kong with rabies.
I want to be the bunny.
Mecha Bunny. I knew someone was going to pick the Mecha Bunny. And I'll be the Cthulhu thing. Now, you can be in as much character as you want when you play these. I don't know how much you guys like to LARP.
No. That is not my being.
Let's take a 3-hour break.
Steven, nope, fuck you. If you don't do this in character, we're not getting a jam.
All right, okay, I'll do it in character.
I like that there are real stakes to this.
Yeah.
It's amazing. All right, so we got Mecha Dragon. I'll kind of like... hold on to your character stuff. So
okay, I trust you.
Yeah, and then
I'm like these
the
two
king.
Assholes.
Okay. Hey,
Gigazor is the name of the giant.
I'll just take your Mecha Dragon and my Mecha Bunny, and I'll just start playing house with them.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, we'll play. We'll be sisters. Yeah. I get to be the older sister.
All right. So
that's like, yeah, we'll just do Barbies but with monsters.
And so then we'll fuck. We'll also fuck.
Yeah, we'll make them fuck the unused characters.
Yeah.
So the goal of the game. Is to make a fucking.
I'm gonna open a store.
Yeah, it's a game of commerce. Did you know that?
We're playing grocery.
That wasn't where I was thinking this was going.
Yeah. This is it's really like The Sims a lot. No, you're trying to smash into Tokyo City, trying to smash, and you your goal is to either get 20 points. Or kill all the other monsters.
So now, is this why this game works for you to get laid? Because you when you explain the rules, you're like, so the point of this game is trying to smash. I mean, just stare at them until they take their clothes off.
And they're just like, I'm very uncomfortable. Sure, have sex with me. Will that end this?
Yeah, and then you're like, okay, now you explain the rules back to me. And they're like, I move my guy around and get it to Tokyo City. And he's like, what are you trying to do to Tokyo City? And she's like, I'm trying to smash. And he's like, you consented.
Yeah, try to smash.
I've recorded it.
Man, this is still, once again, guys, it is 2018. Can we not keep
the time? Oh, that's true, yeah.
My loopholes.
Give him a break.
and then it's your turn.
Okay.
Wait, I understand why
I
you have
to play
four,
the quote game
and I go for it.
I
Wendy.
Understand why you have 4 points, but why did you move into Tokyo?
Oh, because the attack.
Oh, the attack. So the attack.
The first attack. If no one's in Tokyo. And also, you can choose to leave. If you're attacked, you can choose to leave Tokyo. I don't know if you can leave it on your turn.
There's like fun in theory, but then I'm like, oh, now I see why I just like to go drink and do karaoke. Oh, this now I see. I'm like, games are fun. This is gonna be like, eh, you know, it's a lot easier.
This is six dice is order, quite six
it's
dice.
It's ordering a vodka and picking a song.
I mean,
okay.
I also love karaoke. I'm a classically trained opera singer. Like,
wow.
Are you?
It's just keeps getting deeper.
Really?
Yeah, I was a big theater nerd too. So like, I just
are you
got
smoking
into-
a cigarette in your house.
Yeah, I'm role playing that I'm single and I smoke in my apartment.
Goddamn,
also,
love
just
you.
For the record, Wendy rolls dice like she's fondling balls.
Yeah,
not surprised. Not surprised.
Sorry,
not
that's how I do everything. That's how I. That's why I'm bad at sports. That's also how I throw balls.
Okay, so
like Wendy, you have to let go of the softball at some point.
Wait, but you got a point.
So right now you can keep these, and at the end of your round you'll get a point.
Okay, and then I got an attack, and I got a heart.
So you don't need the heart. You don't need the heart right now. So you definitely
want
to reroll that.
But I want love.
Also, you can't get three unless you reroll all three.
Why do you think I cupped the die like that? I'm looking for love.
You got 3 ones, so you got 4 points.
Okay.
There you go. You're like, all right, I did it.
Cool.
I think you guys were all on board for board games, so we started playing board games.
Cool. So now I had 3 plus 5 is 8. See?
Okay.
Math.
Squirters can be smart.
Is that the name of your book?
Squirting and smartness have no correlation whatsoever.
It's a self-help book. Yeah. Squirters can be smart.
It's just a coloring book and puzzles, little mazes. It's all just collections of stuff that was on the back of cereal boxes.
Yeah, exactly. Can we just all
no,
sex?
You have to do the ritual before we can fuck.
I gotta say, because I want 2 extra points, because I think it'll be
fun.
Oh
my God, you're now at...
I told you, I've been dealing with a lot of depression lately, so if I can
but your
kill myself
is, your
through the game.
Your health is very bad.
You have 4
yeah,
health
I
right
know!
Now.
Okay.
Steven?
Yeah, in life. That was, by the way, that was weird. That was not related to the board game. Yeah, Steven was like, Wendy,
you're like,
your health
I'm
is
dying.
Very bad. We need to talk about this.
Yeah. If I can commit suicide in this realm of reality, then I gain more health in my real life.
You'll be in a higher consciousness.
If Mecha Bunny can die, I am invincible.
Yeah. I got 4 attacks.
Great. So that brings us each down 4.
We're all dead.
Yep.
I'm down to 1 health. Well, you're getting very lucky at these rolls.
Yeah, I'm down to 4 health.
Luck? That's weird. That's funny how losers use the word luck. Huh, that's weird. Shots fired. Boo, boo, boo. Get with it.
Let's never make that noise again.
I know. I don't know what to
the accompanying gun motion.
I'll keep the health.
Pew, pew, pew.
Well, I want to keep the attack.
I guess I'll keep the attack.
I mean, Wendy's got 2 health left, so... All right. I think, we have to end her before she ends us.
Okay, so there's two.
Which is also, that's me and Wendy's entire relationship. I'm like, there can only be one.
I don't want Wendy to die.
I don't care. I'm not attached to life
or
this game.
Go ahead.
Wait, what did I do?
All right, go ahead.
The one I'm living in right now.
Uh-oh. Okay, so nothing. And Wendy, you have been destroyed. Mecha Bunny's been destroyed.
Okay, game over. Bye.
All right.
We're just going to first death. I mean,
we'll go to first death.
I was about to say, like, I have 1 health left. You have 4 health left. You have 4 health left.
Yeah. None of us are crushing.
No, you have 2 health left. So everybody's kind of dying.
You know who else has 2 health left?
Your
My
mom?
Mother.
Yeah. Okay, we've got her.
Just kidding.
Up.
She's doing really well. She's doing really well.
I'm going to go save my heroin dad.
Are you trying to out-heroin his heroin dad?
Like my mom, and she's never even done heroin.
Maybe she should try it.
I do think she probably had a cocaine problem in the 70s because she was very thin. So, but you know, that was the 70s.
I thought you were going to say she was very chatty.
All right. So what do you guys think of gaming?
I think it's dope. And we'll go like to an actual game community room. Really?
I'm just going to Preston's gone. I'm a free woman all weekend, going crazy. Whoa. I'm gonna have a game night. Watch out. Watch out.
I feel like your game night's gonna be thwarted by Four Loko.
I am hanging out with those two assholes today, though. Yeah. So who knows what's gonna happen?
The next episode, Megan's like, so guys, I started doing heroin.
I'm dead. Now the next episode, I'm
find
not
my
there.
Dad.
I'm
dead.
She goes back, she's doing heroin. She's a werewolf. Just covered in hair and needles. All right, this is fun. So yeah, go have a game night and do try to like pick up a game if you're listening and you want to do this. Pick up a game you've never played before.
Yeah, absolutely. Or go to a game. There are all sorts of meetup is a very popular resource. Go play a bunch of other people's games and be like, oh, this one's really fun. That's what I want to play.
And when you go, ladies especially, cover your drinks. Apparently, these nerds are real rapey. They're real so. cover your drinks.
But some of them are also very nice.
I've never said this before out loud to like on a podcast or anything. One time I was at a gay night and I
raped my father.
I thought he was going to say, I've never raped a woman.
No. We're getting
I raped my father, which is why he started doing heroin.
I've never raped a woman.
Yeah, that's why he started doing heroin.
We're getting it exclusive.
No, I had sex with a woman who is transitioning to a man. So a trans man. Yeah, that's after a board game night.
Huh.
Cool.
Yeah, that was
Was she mid-transition or was this pre?
Pre. But legs were hairy, and that was interesting.
I was going to say, so she was turning into a werewolf. That was how she was acting.
I was going to say, oh, wait, so just like a woman. Right. Because, like a woman in a healthy, long-term relationship, because my legs,
but if she's transitioning,
she told me, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's...
She's like, I don't tell most guys, but you seem cool. I was like, all right. It was cool. There wasn't much to that story, but I was like, from a board game night, that like I don't think that's the only person I've had sex with from a board game
night. I think she was fucking with you and she's like, he's like, you're real hairy. Yeah, yeah, I'm transitioning into a man. Hold on, I gotta go outside real quick. Ow, ow, ow! Whatever. That's worse for than people transitioning.
Yeah, it was fine. You were totally, it's totally cool.
Thank you.
I could say that as a white man.
as a straight white man.
Let me tell you, it was fine.
Plug your shit, Dan.
Plug all your shit.
TinderTalesPod.com. It's my podcast all about online dating, where I'll tell you how to be better at it. And you'll hear people's horror stories and really great stories. It's the best and worst of online dating. Also, I have another podcast called Talking Chopped, which is where we recap episodes of the TV show Chopped.
Can I do that?
Are
oh my
you
God,
kidding
I love that
me?
Show.
Can I do that? I will fly out to New York. I've seen every episode of Chopped like 30 times.
Who's your favorite judge?
Oh. I hate all of them so much.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, you're booked.
Jammers. Of a fire, rising up.